Ezekiel chapter 8. And it came to pass in the sixth year, 3534 AH 508 BC, in the sixth month, Elul, August, September. On the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God Jehovah fell upon me there. Then I saw, a likeness is the appearance of fire. From the appearance of his waist downwards, fire. And from his waist upwards, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that faces the north, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And, indeed, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision which I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now to the road towards the north. So I lifted up my eyes to the road towards the north, and indeed northward at the gate of the altar this image of jealousy was in the entry. He said furthermore to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. Temple. But turn yourself yet again, and you will see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, I saw a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had dug in the wall, I saw a door. And he said to me, Go in, and see the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw. And indeed every form of crawling things, and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall all around. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah the son of Shaphan, each one with his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? Because they say, The Lord Jehovah does not see us. The Lord Jehovah has forsaken the earth. He said also to me, Turn yourself yet again, and you will see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple, which faces the north, and, indeed, there sat women weeping for Tammuz, a female pagan god. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Turn yourself yet again, and you will see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple. And, indeed, at the door of the temple of the Lord Jehovah between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs towards the temple of the Lord Jehovah and their faces towards the east. And they worshipped the sun towards the east. Then he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? Because they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and, look, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore I will also deal in fury. My eye will not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not hear them.